QCQ, this is Kilo Alpha 8, Julie Ocean Yankee for the Wednesday night Liberty Net. Do I have some check-ins?
KO4FE.
Hi, Mr. Bill. I got a text message from Mr. Jesse that he wasn't going to be available, so it's you or me.
No, go ahead. I've been busy down the basement all evening making a new chassis for my next project. So, no, go ahead. I don't want to do it. Go ahead and take it away. You're better than me anyway, so go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't say better than you, but what's the chassis for?
My next amplifier project.
Oh, you're going to homebrew one. That sounds interesting. It'll be a tube type or transistor?
No, this is another guitar amp. I just finished one. I got to build the, I got to wait for the speaker to come in to build the cabinet for it. But no, this is a guitar amplifier. I built, got one built. I'm going to build a smaller one this time. But I was down there making the chassis, gathering up the parts for this one coming up. So I was messing around the basement all evening. So no radio amp. I got two of them sitting here. I think I'm set for radio amplifiers over.
All righty, but I can still ask the same question. Will it be a tube type or a transistor type guitar amp?
No, it'll be tube type, Bob. That's all I build. I don't mess around with much solid state stuff.
I've always heard that the tube types have a better sound, but I've never messed around with guitars, so I don't know that.
Well, they're a lot easier to build because you don't have to worry about circuit boards, so that's one of the reasons why I do it is, I don't have the, I don't feel like getting set up to start making circuit boards. That's a lot of mess, a lot of chemicals. So, I don't know. The tube stuff's fine. Tubes are available. All the parts are available. They're easier to repair. And, I don't know, they're more fun. KO4FE.
Interesting. I was going to ask if the parts were available like the tubes, but you answered that question. So, well, let me see if I can get some more check-ins. This is K8JOI for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Looking for check-ins. Come now. K8JOI, looking for check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. CQ. Well, let me kick it off. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium net, not the Pyrite net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, I will do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With that being said, I'll check and see if I have anybody else ready to get on the log. This is K-A-H-A-O-I for the Liberty Net.
K-D-0-R-F-A.
Mr. Moe, good evening. It's nice to hear you here. KD0RSA, you just are a band hopper, but thank you for joining me tonight on the net down below. Over.
You check in there, Moe, if you don't hear it there, Roger.
The band is going to fog or something tonight. I'm having a very hard time hearing.
Oh, Roger, roger. You're checked in, Mo. I'll relay for you and follow you.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead and put me in there, Bob, N4ROQ.
I have you in there, Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, good evening.
Good evening to you. Band is noisy, but I've got you.
Yeah, the band's been pretty bad. I was down the poke on the band, and it started out really good, and then it went sour, so... Let me see if I got anybody else before I make the opening statement. This is KAHJOY for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard? Let me do an opening article from the Epic Times. I know Larry's been reading that Epic Times. I definitely enjoy some of its articles. This one is a man from Georgia was arrested after U.S. Capitol intrusion has killed himself. A man who was arrested after entering the U.S. Capitol on June 6th in Washington was found dead in Georgia several days ago. The Fulton County Medical Examiner said an autopsy performed on Christopher Stanton, Georgia. Kind of interesting. He's in Georgia with his last name being Georgia. 53 years of age, showed he died on January 9th from a gunshot wound to the chest. The manner of death, according to the autopsy, was suicide. According to the arrest records, Georgia was booked by the Washington police officers for a curfew violation and unlawful entry on the January 6th intrusion after dozens of protesters breached the Capitol building during a joint session of Congress. A court filing from the prosecutor said that Georgia, without lawful authority, did enter attempt to enter certain public property, that is the United States Capitol grounds, against the will of the United States Capitol Police. Georgia and other men ignored warnings about dispersing and going inside when they were spotted late Wednesday outside in violation of the mayor's curfew. Georgia pled not guilty to charges on January 7th. He was released pending a trial. His court-appointed attorney filed an initial discovery motion for the following days asking for the names and contact information for any or all witnesses. Such witnesses will be likely have some information that is either directly exculpatory or my client or dismisses the witnesses' own credibility and reliability, she wrote. She also asked for records of concerning 911 calls and similar recordings in connection with the Capitol attack in Georgia's arrest. According to the documents obtained by the Daily Mail, Georgia's wife called 911 on the 9th of January. She told authorities that there was blood everywhere. His body was in the basement in the home where police found him. The family was extremely distressed. Unlawful entry is a misdemeanor with a term of 6 months of possible jail and a possibility of a $500 fine. So the last sentence is, even if you left D.C., agents from our local offices, meaning the FBI, will be knocking on your door. So, again, one of the things that's still odd is when you see the videos of people being escorted, like, come on in, the cops are fine, into the Capitol building, then it becomes a poop storm and people are crawling up the walls. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but there's a lot of things. So with that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Frank. He was the first one to spit out his calls. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KAHJOY. It is up to you to open the door, Frank. Over.
I'm going to
Sir, well, thank you for opening with that. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KHOI. I'll go to Mr. William after he's been working so hard on a guitar amplifier. KO4FE, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. This past week has been, I think the main problem is people, some of these people probably had some kind of a plan. They were going to do something. I mean, there's talk that this thing was planned on the internet before Trump even gave his speech. I mean, certain people had planned to start trouble days before. Most people, 99% of the people there didn't even go into the Capitol, but needless to say, I think there's some, probably part of this was people thought, well, Antifa's been tearing up cities, burning down stuff, carrying on for a whole year. I mean, what trouble could we get into if we just walked into the Capitol? Well, the problem is, you got to realize that even though the average establishment figure wouldn't necessarily want to associate with these Antifa dirtbags, I mean, the child rapists, drug addicts, bums, ne'er-do-wells, they still support what Antifa's all about. And this is why they never go after them. I mean, yeah, if they kill somebody, they'll try to arrest them, or, the police probably don't have any love for them. But the people in charge, they basically agree with Antifa, whereas the people that went to the Capitol and got in there, whether they were let in or what have you, they hate everything that they represent, and that'd be conservatism, anything to do with traditional America, white people, the Constitution, I mean, libertarianism, however you want to, patriotism, they hate that. Of course, they'll use patriotism every time there's a war, then they start talking about patriotism, but they really just use it as a propaganda device. So when these people go into the Congress, even though, they didn't do a whole lot. It was basically hooliganism, and most of the people went in and they didn't tear anything down. They just, they went in there taking pictures of themselves. I don't know what they thought was going to happen. When Antifa does something, they're all dressed in the same kind of clothes, and they got mask tied around their face and their head. They look like a bunch of Islamic terrorists. And they do that, obviously, so they can't, it's hard to identify them, where these fools are in there taking pictures of themselves and posing in front of statues and sitting at Nancy Pelosi's desk. I don't know what they thought was going to happen. So that's why I think there was such a difference in a reaction. Now, I do think there is also an investigation going on with the Capitol Police, because I don't doubt that there was a lot of Capitol Police, or I'd say just police generally, given the what's been going on for the past year. I think there was a lot of police that actually support Trump, and the one cop that got killed, he was a Trump supporter, his family said. And so I suspect there might have been Trump-supporting cops on the scene that might have just said, screw it, and they just opened the doors. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can only guess. But I certainly saw some situations, videos, where they were fighting the cops to get in, and then I saw videos where the cops just opened the door and let them walk in. So there's going to be investigations going on forever. But basically, I think the difference is that the establishment, the system, they really hate anybody that's not a leftist or a neocon. That's what it gets down to, and that's why they let Antifa run wild and only arrested them in the most extreme circumstances, and even then a lot of them got bailed out or let go or charges dropped. And I think that's something that people ought to understand. It's not equal justice. That doesn't exist. If you're on the correct side, you're going to get treated with kid gloves. You probably won't get arrested. There's not going to be a lot of hoopla. You probably get let off or a slap on the wrist. And you're going to have organizations with lawyers to get you out, bail money and all that. But if you're on the side that the establishment doesn't like, even if you do the same thing, you're going to get a lot more trouble, and you're not going to be treated with kid gloves. So just, you know, you got to realize that's just the circumstances. So anyway, this is KO4FE. I got an article from Michelle Malkin, and this just points out, it's just going through the hypocrisy. It's called Amnesia of the Amnesia of the Anarcho-Tyrannists. Is it just me, or has the whole universe of establishment media, politics, and Hollywood forgotten that this country has endured an entire year of relentless, violent, anarcho-tyranny? Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters set businesses and churches ablaze, smashed state capitals, and laid siege to federal courthouses. They permanently destroyed precious statues and symbols of America's heritage. They assaulted elderly people, stalked and menaced bystanders, taunted and terrorized law enforcement, and they committed murder dozens of times in the name of social justice, while the powers that be sat idly by. How conveniently they have all forgotten the grief of Ann Dorn, widow of retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn, who was slain by George Floyd vigilantes looting a pawn shop he was guarding on June 2nd, 2020. Ann Dorn condemned the violence during a speech to the Republican National Convention last summer and recounted how she relives that horror in her mind every single day. Her hope is that by having you relive it with her now will help shake this country from the nightmare we're witnessing in our cities and bring about positive and peaceful change. Dorn's plea went unheeded. Why? Because riots and invasive protests are the primary means by which the left operates and has always operated. When they take over government buildings, like the 40,000 Democratic Union workers did when they stormed Wisconsin's state capitol in 2011 for nearly a month, it's not an insurrection. It's a First Amendment celebration. When they take over U.S. senators' offices like they did during the 2018 Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, it's not sedition. It's democracy. When they feel like blocking traffic and shutting down highways, the police don't arrest them. They protect them. When they occupy U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement facilities and vandalize federal courthouses while obstructing Homeland Security operations, shining lasers in cops' eyes to blind them and hurling bricks at them to maim them, that's not a crime. It's a peaceful protest. This is not about whataboutism. It's an absolutely necessity and vital backdrop as we see to make sense of what happened last week in our nation's capital. And isn't it the left that's always urging us to identify so-called root causes when their thugs cross the line? Law-abiding Americans are angry and frustrated precisely because the law has not been equally applied. Whether we're talking about lockdown rules or mob rules or election rules, the elites and their allies live by one set of rules and governed by another. Hundreds of thousands of peaceful Donald Trump supporters are being smeared by pundits and politicians who have downplayed left-wing lawlessness from day one of the Trump presidency. Those who protest this injustice are being purged from social media and the public square at warp speed. Some 70,000 dissidents on Twitter were summarily purged after being tarred as dangerous conspiracy theorists on Monday. Air Force veteran Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed Trump supporter who was gunned down by Capitol Police last week, has been ruthlessly defamed by blue check-marked celebrities on Twitter and labeled a domestic terrorist. Stop the Steal organizer Ali Alexander and his colleagues have been wiped off Silicon Valley platform, along with conservative social media company Parler, libertarian Ron Paul, War Room host Steve Bannon, American First host Nick Fuentes, Red Elephant's host Vince James, cartoonist Ben Garrison, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton, election fraud researcher Ron Watkins, General Flynn, and lawyer Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Trump faces yet another phony impeachment attack despite his explicit call for supporters to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Meanwhile, actual convicted terrorists like Black Liberation Army assassin Asada Secure, whether underground killers Kathy Boudin and David Gilbert, and May 19th communist organizer Susan Rosenberg, a left-wing weapons supplier and an insurrectionist pardoned by Bill Clinton and now a board member of the umbrella group overseeing Black Lives Matter, are deified by the media, Hollywood, and academia. Maxine Waters has been cribbing Martin Luther King's Jr. line about riots being the so-called language of the unheard ever since she danced on the ashes of the L.A. riots with the Bloods and the Crips. Liberal magazine Slate declared just 6 months ago in defense of Antifa and BLM anarcho-tyrannists that, quote, nonviolence is an important tool for protest, but so is violence, close quote. There simply cannot be peace and civil order in such a dysfunctional country of double standards and stifled dissent. It is dishonest and harmful to our republic to pretend otherwise. So anyway, that's Michelle Malkin. And I even saw the left isn't slowing down. I saw some clips from MSNBC where they were comparing Donald Trump to Osama bin Laden, calling him a terrorist, operational leader of the white supremacist terrorist organization, a national terrorist organization. So they're not backing down. I mean, comparing Trump with Osama bin Laden, and they were on a panel saying that, and the other the other ones were sitting there nodding in agreement. Yeah, Donald Trump's just the same as Osama bin Laden. He's an operational leader of a terrorist network. I mean, these people are out of their minds. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAA-JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
All right, Bill. Good article. Thank you. KO4FE, KAA-JOY. Let me jump over there to Nebraska and say hi to Mr. Moe. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, what you got to say for yourself? Over.
KD0RSA, well, thank you, Bob. Won't be long until the Democrats will start a war someplace, and they will intend on killing the white boys off. That's what it'll amount to. They'll intend on killing the white boys off. Well, all you fathers have got boys. Make sure that you keep them home. That is what's wrong with this country now. We had the First World War, well, even the Civil War, the First World War, Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, and that's the desert thing over there, and you killed off a lot of white boys, and you left the colored people around here free handouts and stuff. So think about that. Keep your boys home. War under a Democrat. And all Democrats will start a war someplace. That is just a known fact. And so you think about that. You think about that. You keep them home. Whatever you got to do. If you want to contact me, I'll bring you out. Anyway, that's the way it goes. And if it's going to be a disaster, for a while, I don't know how long, maybe longer than I'll live. I don't know. Anyway, keep us out of dry. 80-0-RSA, back to Bob, over.
Alrighty, Mo, I can pull you out of the noise so I can hear you, so thank you for your comment. KD0RSA, KHJY. Next is Mr. Larry, N4ROQ. Good evening, Mr. Larry from Knoxville. This is KAHJOY.
Okay, thank you, Bob. You're coming in. Mo's coming in exceptionally well. And, of course, a gem up there is KO4FE is sounding great. Sounding great down here, no problem. All right, here's I'll go to the USA Today here with some stuff. There was a South Korean ship that was seized. Let's see, it says South Korea diplomats in Iran over a seized ship, frozen funds. South Korean diplomatic delegation arrived in Iran on Sunday to negotiate the release of a tanker and its crew seized by Iranian forces amid an escalating financial dispute between the two countries. Iranian officials have been pressing South Korea to release $7 billion in assets frozen in the country's banks under American sanctions. Iran maintains the tanker and its 20-member crew were stopped in the mouth of the Persian Gulf because of the vessel's environmental pollution, a claim rejected by the owners. So Iran and South Korea are really going at it right now over one of their ships. It looks like the Chinese media is blasting U.S. or Taiwan. It says from Beijing, Associated Press, Chinese state media lashed out at its latest move on Taiwan by the Trump administration, accusing U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo of seeking to maliciously inflict a long-lasting scar on China-U.S. ties. A writer for the official Exuia News agency also said in a commentary Sunday that the lifting of long-standing restrictions on U.S. government contacts with Taiwanese counterparts proves that Pompeo is only interested in stoking unwanted confrontations and has no interest in world peace. Another commentary posted online by CGTN, the English language channel of state broadcasting CCTV, called Pompeo's announcement a cowardly act of sabotage of the next U.S. administration. The Trump administration is in its continued efforts to burn the house down before leaving office. This is a liberal article here. So anyway, we'll see what all that means. I don't know what Pompeo did exactly, but the Chinese are all upset, all up in the air over Taiwan here. So moving on from there. Oh, Congress the other day when the people went in the Capitol. These liberal Democrats got all upset because some of the Republicans took their mask off. Says Congress warned of virus exposure. This comes from Washington. House lawmakers may have been exposed to someone who has tested positive for the coronavirus while they sheltered at an undisclosed location during the Capitol siege by a mob loyal to President Donald Trump. The Capitol's attending physician notified all lawmakers Sunday of the virus exposure and urged them to be tested. The infected individual was not named. Dr. Brian Monahan wrote that many members of the House community were in protective isolation in the large room, some for several hours. He said the individuals may have been exposed to another occupant with coronavirus infection. So let's see, it goes on down. Anyway, these Democrats are, if somebody's caught in the Capitol without a mask on, they want to expel them or kick them out of Congress. They've gone completely crazy over this mask business. So I've noticed that here through the last little while. Okay, let me get another one or two to stop mini check-ins here. Let's see if I can find something. Indonesia green lights emergency use of China-made vaccine. This comes from Jakarta, Indonesia. Indonesia's Food and Drug Authority on Monday green lighted emergency use of the COVID-19 vaccine produced by China-based Sinovac Biotech Ltd. with vaccinations of high-risk groups being given priority. Conditional vaccination of healthcare workers and other civil servants using the vaccine called CoronaVac is expected to begin this week. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo said he will be the first person to receive the vaccine to ensure everyone that the vaccine is safe. I've read some information on the vaccine through an email by a medical doctor the other few days ago before the email police there on the internet took it off. But from what I hear, they've got nanotechnology in these and the Moderna, at least in one, maybe all of them, but in the Moderna shot, nanotechnology, the government has, the military has something to do with the vaccine, and it's not good. There's a lot of stuff in there that is like, that you don't want to really get involved in. I didn't write all this down before they took it off, but there's nanotechnology in there, and there's genes, a lot of chromosome changes and different things there that they're putting in that you really don't want in your body. So please do not take the vaccine. It does not look good from what I heard on the internet. So back to you up there, Bob. I'll shoot it back to you from N4ROQ, Larry, in Tennessee.
All righty, Larry, I appreciate it. I am not going to take it personally, N4ROQ KHOI. I have been exposed somehow about three times. One time with my daughter, I had no symptoms and never got any virus. At work, we had an employee that was there. We were around her. I never showed positive. I'm not a health nut, but I take probiotics, and my spouse has me take this mushroom powder and oregano. And a gas station in town. It was my birthday, and the clerk gave me a hug and a kiss on the lips, and then 2 days later she tested positive. And that has been almost 10 days ago and still nothing. So I'm betting I'm going to get through this, so I'm going to go with that. Next on my list, I've got Mark from Colorado. I certainly hope we can hear you, Mr. Mark. KD0PQX, KHJOY. Does anybody hear Mr. Mark?
Negative your chance, sir.
Mr. Mark came in on the net logger, and that's how I got his call, but I do not hear him. I'm going to throw out one more quick one from me, and then I'll go check for some additional check-ins. In the event Biden is sworn in, I still got my fingers crossed, but in the event, this article is from Patriots for the Future. ISIS is cheering, Iran is celebrating, Russia is laughing, and China is popping champagne. Why? Because they suspect Joe Biden is America's next president. Venezuela dictators would clap too, but they're too busy plundering their country and killing their own people. After 4 years of foreign policy overhaul by President Trump, American adversaries and enemies were gasping for air and relief. For one, President Trump revolutionized the foreign policy establishment approach towards China, forcing Congress and failed acts at the Council for Foreign Relations to rethink the U.S. strategy towards China's malicious rise. After decades of China stealing American jobs and intellectual properties, manipulating their currency, exporting deadly drugs such as fentanyl to the U.S., and killing American citizens, spying on American universities, increasing their aggression in the Pacific Hemisphere, and building anti-American networks throughout the world, it took everyone long enough to wake up, you'd think. Elsewhere in the world, President Trump made a number of historic moves that changed the global landscape, including ripping up the Iran deal, pressuring North Korea and Venezuela, and holding Russia accountable. Remember when Russia stole Crimea from Ukraine under Joe Biden's watch? Russia is pleased that Joe Biden administration will return to the well-worn conventional American playbook of slaps on the wrist and stern statements to protest when Russia commits destructive actions. And the incoming Biden administration foreign policy team does not bode well for America's national security. Meet the new bosses, or as the saying goes, the old bosses. Most of Biden's pick for defense and foreign policy posts are former Obama administration members. Remember when the folks that brought you the Iran deal, Benghazi, Syria, surrendered to China, and the global apology tour? In other words, our enemies around the world are particularly soiling themselves. They are so happy. Let's see. When this tells us the Democratic Party thinks that everyone was sympathetic to the foreign policy course in Boston before President Trump was elected, it is an attempt to restore the world to the before Trump in the wrecked global design. He's Biden's looking at Secretary of State to be Tony Blinken, the advocate for the overthrow of the Gaddafi in Libya and the al-Sala in Syria, including the arming of the Syrian rebels for what went committed terrorists against the U.S. World-class foreign policy failure, Jake Sullivan, Biden's pick for National Secretary Advisor. Biden's nominee for Director of National Intelligence is Avril Haines, who has built herself a reputation advocating for regime change wars that have marred American troops to the endless conflict. Again, like you said, show me a Democratic Party that isn't always at war. Speaking of endless wars, Biden's pick for Secretary of Defense, retired General Lloyd Austin, led the U.S. Military Central Command overseeing America's Middle East interventions. So basically, with good old Joe, he is going to put in some of those rotten people from back in the Obama days, just what we needed. With that being said, let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KHOI for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Nothing heard. Let me go back up to Mr. Frank. Whiskey 2, Golf, Idaho, Oscar, KHOI.
W-T-T-I-O. Yeah, just one other thing is that I saw an article and I was looking for it while you were talking about the vaccine and what it contained, and the person that was speaking about the vaccine said to the box that the vaccine comes in. They were going through these ingredients and showing how good the ingredients were. So anyhow, I just want to confirm that. So that's about it for me, Bob. Back to you, WTGIO.
All righty, sir. Thank you. W2GIO, KHOI. Let me go to Mr. William. KO4FE, KHOI.
Okay, KHOI, Liberty Net. From KO4FE. Well, this impeachment, if they go through with it, I think it's going to eventually backfire on the Democrats. Just like the getting rid of the filibuster did. I mean, they wanted to ram through appointments. Chuck Schumer, who was in control at the time, decided we're going to dispense with that. And then whenever the Republicans took over, the Democrats were screaming. So now with the precedent being set that the House can just impeach a president, no hearings, just vote on impeachment, send it to the Senate, tell them to vote on it, no hearings, nothing. Well, the Democrats aren't going to be in control of the House and the Senate all the time. And wouldn't it be funny if they lose the House and the Senate in a couple years and Republicans decide, hey, we're going to impeach Joe Biden. Just vote on it, impeach him, and that's it. And just do this constantly. It'll be funny. Well, there's a few Democrats that are worried about that. And the headline on Breitbart, it says, "We're such imbeciles. House Democrat fears backlash over impeachment." One anonymous House Democrat said Monday that he or she feared backlash from House Republicans over Democrats' move to impeach President Donald Trump. As House Democrats move towards impeaching Donald Trump, obviously this was written earlier, they've already done it, over his alleged incitement of Trump supporters to protest the certification of the 2020 presidential election, one anonymous House Democrat fears that Republicans may weaponize impeachment against soon-to-be President Joe Biden. Politico's report follows as some pro-Trump Republicans continue to consider using impeachment as a way to get revenge against Biden. He says Republicans will figure this out. It will be their favorite new tool. We're such imbeciles. We never think about the consequences. It's going to be like game on. Let's impeach Biden 12 times a week, the House Democrat who is opposed to impeachment said. Other Democrats, including members of the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus, fear that impeachment may lead to more chaos and turn Trump into a martyr. Members from the Problem Solvers Caucus prefer censoring Trump instead of impeaching him, but reportedly Democratic leaders believe that censure is an insufficient response. Representative Tom Reed, Republican of New York, the co-chair of the Problem Solvers Caucus, is reportedly seeking backers on a letter to Biden calling on him to avoid a snap judgment impeachment. Biden has to endorse or oppose an impeachment effort, which is leading to House Democrats to move closer towards impeaching the 45th president for the second time. Pelosi announced Sunday that the House will move forward with an effort to impeach Trump. In protecting our Constitution and our democracy, we will act with urgency because this president represents an imminent threat to both, she wrote in a letter to House Democrats. She added that Trump represents an ongoing assault on our democracy, unquote. She's a nutcase. Well, anyway, so, you know, this may end up working out in the end, because then the Republicans can just turn around when they get control again and just start impeaching Democrat presidents willy-nilly every month. No hearings, just vote on it. The Democrats may regret doing this, I think. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Yeah, that's a good thought, that they might regret this. That's a good statement. KO4FE, KHOI. All righty, well, let me run out to Mr. Moe again in Nebraska, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, what do you got this turn, KHOI?
KD0RSA. Well, if they're going to start impeaching the president of the Democrats, they're going to have to get rid of the turtle. That dead head is half Democrat. He's married to a Chinese lady, and the Chinese lady has a sister in the Chinese bank, a board member in a Chinese bank. The turtle and all them other old goats that are in there, and get some young blood in there that is willing to fight, willing to stand up. And that's my opinion, of course. But anyway, after letting that Democrat buck in there like they did, they had, as far as Cruz, when it come time for him to stand up on that Second Amendment, or second it on that lady that from Missouri that stood up that protested the voting in them states. Cruz, he backed down like he was shot out of a shotgun or something. But it was disgusting looking at his fat, bearded face backing down. So you can't count on Cruz for anything. As far as I'm concerned, if Texans like him, so be it. I don't have no use for the man anymore. And I wouldn't vote for him if he run for president either. Because he's bought out by China through the bank. I got to get off. KD0RSA, I'll turn her back to you, Bob. Over.
Thank you, Mr. Moe. Appreciate you being with us and your comments. They're always welcome. KD0RSA, KHOI. Down to Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, KHOI.
Okay, thank you, Bob. You noticed
This is a note regarding the impeachment today. And all the Democrats in the House voted to impeach him, and there was 10 Republicans that voted with him in the House. So, you know, the Republicans are not staying tense. Even the Democrats are. They will vote right with their group. But the Democrats, but the Republicans can't hang together for some reason. But anyway, the Senate, I don't know how long what McConnell's going to do, but he's not talking too favorable. Just don't want Trump to be sidelined with not being able to run for president again if he's impeached. You know, there's a possibility that could happen if they bring all this up before the time for his going to go out. And hopefully not after that, because you never know what they could pull. They might try to just keep on trying to impeach him, and run his pension and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of stuff, you know, that are involved in this impeachment. All kinds of different perks and different things that are involved. So hopefully this will not happen. So moving on from there. The thing that I was listening to KO4FE had some good ideas there. The Republicans just, they're just not like that. They just want to impeach somebody, in my opinion, just for the heck of it, like the Democrats will. They'll just, Pelosi gets an idea, they want Trump out of there so bad that they'll just impeach him just to be impeaching him, you know. But the Republicans aren't like that, so, they just won't fight fire with fire, it seems like to me. That's just the opinion I have, so hopefully that'll change, you know, to be able to go against this Socialist Party. We've got to be a lot tougher to be able to compete against them, because they're pretty ruthless. They're socialist, and they're really ruthless, and they will do anything to accomplish their goals. So just remember that. Just remember this socialist. Regarding this, the protest or the head of the zip tie, there's an article in the USA Today regarding the zip tie guy. And boy, this really got the gate when this fellow walked around with these zip ties. And man, they got this fella. I'll read what it says in here about him. Social media led FBI to IBM wear a zip tie guy at Ryan. This comes from USA Today. Social media sleuthing helped the FBI identify Nash Billion, which is in Tennessee here, Eric Munchell, as a man carrying plastic hand restraints in the U.S. Senate during the Capitol riot last week, according to new details released in a federal arrest affidavit Monday. According to the affidavit of FBI Special Agent Carlos D. Fontanez, Munchell, M-U-N-C-H-E-L, also admitted he was at the riot. Munchell, 30, faces charges including knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, and one count of violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Specifically, the affidavit states that on or before January 6th, Munchell traveled to Washington, D.C., and knowingly and willfully joined and encouraged a crowd of individuals who forcibly entered the U.S. Capitol, impeded, disrupted, and disturbed the orderly conduct of business by the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate. On that day, law enforcement said they encountered Munchell at the Grand Hyatt Hotel at 1000 H Street Northwest in Washington. At the time, the affidavit states Munchell was wearing camouflage pants with a black holster containing what appeared to be a handgun. Law law enforcement interviewed Montrell and identified he was carrying a black and yellow taser pulse, taser that emits electrical shock. Montrell, the affidavit continues, told agents he had the taser for self-protection as he had participated in the pro-Trump rally. Social media helped ID Montrell. The FBI reported photos show a person who appeared to be Montrell carrying plastic restraint, an item in a holster on his right hip, and a cell phone mounted on his chest with the camera facing outward. According to the newly released affidavit, Montrell is depicted in an earlier Facebook photo wearing what appears to be a white t-shirt with the words Kid Rock on the left breast. Kid Rock's is a bar in downtown Nashville where Montrell lives. A photograph of a person who appears to be Montrell in downtown Nashville, draped in an American flag wearing a baseball cap, that appears to have been manufactured by Black Rifle Coffee Company. Wearing one or more brown wristbands on the right wrist. And next affidavit continues. In addition, the affidavit states the person photographed in Washington, who appears to be Montrell, fingered a cell phone mounted on his chest to record events that day. Montrell was being held without bond in a Nashville jail Monday on a federal warrant. So, you know, they've got this guy for carrying these plastic hand restraints. So, I mean, they've gone crazy over that. They call him the zip tie guy. So, thought I'd read that. That really got those Democrats when they saw that. Okay, let's see if I've got another short article show here. And we'll go from there on it. I think I'll shoot back up here to you, Bob. I'll find something else on the next round. I'll give it to you. The band is kind of whooped tonight, but everyone that's checked in, I can hear. So, it is coming in better. So maybe the band's starting to come around. You take care up there and thanks for running the net. KAHJLY from N4ILT.
Alrighty, Mr. Larry. I was trying to make the net logger do its thing. So, N4ROQ, KHLY. I'm going to turn it back over to Mark in Colorado. I sent him a message on net logger, so hopefully he can hear me this time. KD0EQS, this is KHLY. Go ahead.
Democrats when he spent all his money to build a
I'm sorry I didn't copy everything because it's really faint here in Ohio from Colorado, but thank you for joining us. I'm going to go back up to the top of the list as soon as I throw out a real quick one from United Voice. It's a quick article. Conservatives warned Americans if Joe Biden gets in office, Joe Biden's gun control agenda throughout his presidential campaign. The Democrats said he wants to ban online gun sales and assault weapons. Restrict the number of weapons someone can buy and implement a laundry list of other regulations. After Congress certified the Electoral College votes, Biden announced he's definitely planning to go after people's guns. On January 8th, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was memorialized to six people who lost their lives a decade ago during an assassination attempt on their life. Biden reported and pledged to defeat the NRA and end gun violence. Why doesn't somebody start like Obama in Chicago? The NRA released a statement a couple of days later and warned gun owners they need to stay vigilant. Supporters of the Second Amendment should be on high alert. If they see something that threatens their rights, they must contact their representatives to demand protection. Staying civilly active is the best way to stop government overreach, and that is true. They want to take your weapons, but they're not going to stop gun violence. That's the problem. All righty, let me go back up to Mr. Frank. Whiskey 2, Gulf, Idaho, Oscar. I don't know, I want to say Ocean. W2GIO, KAJOY.
W2GIO. I'm going to sign out. I'm going horizontal. So, hey, good to see you all. And, oh, yeah, by the way, there is good news. There is good news that God loves us. 73, W2GIO.
Thank you, Frank, and that is a true statement. God loves us, and we need to pray still for this government, for our America. We do need to get on our knees and pray for America. Thank you, Frank. W2DIO-KHJOY. Mr. William, on the 73 round, KO4FE, what do you have to sum up your night? Over.
Okay, KAHJOY, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Well, I got one article here, given that the Silicon Valley is banning all these people, and you know, they keep talking about this Parler. I don't think that outfit is run by somebody that's really very smart. To get in bed with Amazon, that's just asking for trouble. So what I would recommend, and I'm not a Twitter person, I don't mess around with Facebook and Twitter, but there is another alternative that's growing, and I think it's run by a guy that's got more sense than that Parler, the guy that runs Parler. At least this fella doesn't get mixed up with the liberals, and that's Gab. So anyway, Gateway Pundit, Gab CEO said, "I had a very close relationship with Facebook and Twitter. I got to see the evils of their business model for many years. What we're seeing in America right now is the rise of communism." That's the headline. During an interview with WBRE, a local TV station in Scranton, PA, Andrew Torba, the Christian CEO of Gab, answered many of the questions Americans are asking about the alternative free speech platform. Torb explains why he founded Gab in 2016 as an alternative free speech social media platform. He says, "I was living and working in Silicon Valley at the time, and I had a very close relationships inside Facebook, Twitter, and Google by nature of my last startup company, which was a digital advertising company." Torby explained, adding, "I got to see the evils of their business model for many years." The Gab CEO explained that because of the many relationships he developed within these big tech companies, he had insider sources who warned him that the rise of censorship was coming and was inevitable. Torba shared that he had witnessed the manipulation of trending topics on Facebook, which a whistleblower from inside of Facebook leaked on May of 2016, explaining, "And that was really what pushed me over the edge." The whistleblower from Facebook admitted they were actively suppressing conservative news, conservative topics, conservative sources, conservative stories from the trending topics product, which is used by billions of people every day as a source of news. They have since retired this process since the whistleblower came out, he explained. So that was really the impetus behind starting this. The left was saying, if you don't like it, go build your own. So that's exactly what I did, Torba said. Then Torba was asked what he sees happening right now in America. He responded, he said, "Free speech and the free flow of information has never been more important," he said, adding, "What we're seeing in America right now is the rise of communism, plain and simple. If you study history, you can see many parallels of communist regimes that have risen up throughout history to what is happening right here in the United States of America right now today. There, I guess, impetused this critical theory, which is a demonic and toxic ideology that basically destroys everything around itself. Torba blasted the big tech bullies for their part in the communist takeover of America. And anyone that criticizes this uprising, this oligarchy that we're seeing, this communist regime uprising that we're seeing from these billionaire elites who think that they own this country, that think that they run this country, is silenced, and that includes the president, and that includes the 75 million Americans who support the president. Torba explained that they were the first to have their apps pulled from Google and Apple. They were banned from Amazon like Parler, and they fought back by buying their own servers. Email companies have pulled their services from Gab, preventing them from communicating outside their platform with users. The Free Speech Network has been banned from Visa, saying they can't accept credit cards on their platform, including PayPal and other financial services. He says, we will build the free speech internet that is grounded in American law and First Amendment free speech protections for everyone around the world. If we have to do it from the ground up, whatever it takes, we will get it done. So anyway, so you got a guy that sounds like he understands what's going on. He's not afraid, and he apparently he's got the money to do it. So he's going to build up Gab. So I would encourage people that are into Twitter, go to Gab. I mean, this guy understands what's going on, and he's prepared to fight for our rights. So don't fool with Twitter. I never liked Twitter because of the people that were running it. Facebook for the same reason. So there you go. You got a patriot who's running Gab. A Christian, he understands communism, he's anti-communist. Why fool with these Silicon Valley outfits that are going to censor you? Go with Gab. So anyway, Bob 73 is everyone who checked in on the net. Thanks for running it tonight. As usual, you did a great job. So anyway, hopefully we'll get Jesse back in here on Wednesdays. I don't know what's holding him up, but maybe he's got more antenna problems. I don't know. But anyway, back to you, Bob. KA8JOY Liberty Net from KO4FE 73.
Hey, is it Gab or Gap? G-A-B or G-A-P? Over.
G-A-B. G-A-B. Golf Alpha Bravo.
All right, thank you. I stopped it at the command, but I will go look for that. Thank you much, the KO4FE, K-A-H-J-O-Y. One more shout-out to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA, K-A-H-J-O-Y.
Thank you, Bob. This is KD0RSA. Was that G-E-B?
It's Golf Alpha Bravo.
G-A-B.
Golf Alpha Bravo, G-A-B.
G-A-B. Thank you very much. I don't have nothing else to add right now. I don't have a computer, but I'll pass that on to my friend. Anyway, I do have one thing. I stopped to visit a friend today, and I was aware of that. On my hat that had USA on it, and he got to laughing, and he said, I got on the computer after this impeachment thing, and he said, I put on the computer that when Biden gets in, but there won't be no USA, it'll be USC, and he says, boy, I had a lot of comeback at me. He says some of the people
thought I'd done all right and named it right. And he really got mad. And a couple of them, they were saying, well, we'll turn you in. We'll turn you in.
He said, you just go right ahead and turn me in. And anyway, he was sticking with the UFC after Biden gets in. KD0RSA, back to net over.
All righty, Mr. Moe, thank you. 73. God bless you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Always appreciate it. We'll look for you on Saturday night. So, with that being said, I'm going to jump down to Knoxville, Tennessee to Mr. Leary, N4ROQ, KAAJOY.
Okay, Bob. Thank you very much there. The X-Comp in the Floyd case is to be tried separately. Yeah, this is Chauvin, C-H-A-U-V-I-N. A former Minneapolis police officer. Held his name to the neck of George Floyd for a while. He tried separately from the three other former officers accused in Floyd's death. Derek Chauvin will stand trial in March, while the other former officers will be tried together in the summer. Judge Peter Cahill cited the limitations of physical space during the pandemic, saying it is impossible to comply with COVID-19 physical restrictions given how many lawyers and support personnel would be present. Prosecutors disagreed with the judge's decision around the trial. A defense attorney for former officer Thomas Lane said he believed a separate trial would be better for his client, while the other defense attorneys either declined to comment or did not return messages. So we're trying to put them in two groups now. Okay, pandemic imperils company's plans to retrieve Titanic's radio. This is the ship, the Titanic, from Norfolk, Virginia. Fallout from the coronavirus pandemic is threatening a company's controversial plan to retrieve and exhibit the radio that had broadcast distress calls from the sinking Titanic, according to a court filing made by the company. The company, the RMS Titanic Incorporated, said Monday that its revenues plummeted after coronavirus restrictions closed its exhibit for Titanic artifacts, causing the company to seek funding through its parent company. Some of the exhibitions, which are scattered across the country, are still closing. Divers recover crashed Indonesian plane's data recorder from sea. Jakarta, Indonesia. Indonesia Navy divers searched the ocean floor on Tuesday, recovering the flight data recorder from a Tarjana air jet. Crashed into the Java Sea with 62 people on board. The device is expected to help investigators determine what caused that Boeing 737-500 to nosedive into the ocean in heavy rain shortly after takeoff Saturday from Jakarta. The 26-year-old jet resumed commercial flights last month after being out of service for almost 9 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. Well, the FBI has reportedly warned about violence. So the Washington Post reported Tuesday that the FBI had warned that extremists were preparing to come to Washington to fight Congress and engage in war. The report says the warning was issued internally to the FBI field office in Norfolk, Virginia, a day before the violent riot at the U.S. Capitol. It doesn't sound like it wasn't really that violent, but they're saying it is. The warning contradicts statements from the Justice Department and FBI officials that they had no intelligence to suggest the storming of the Capitol. The Post said the memo described how people had been sharing maps of the Capitol's tunnels and discussing rallying points to meet up to travel to Washington. The newspaper reported that the document detailed Post calling for violence, including that Congress needs to hear glass-breaking doors being kicked in and blood from their BLM and Antifa slave soldiers being spilled. It also said to go there ready for war and other developments Tuesday within a span of 24 hours. Three House Democrats announced they had tested positive for the coronavirus, prompting concern that last week's insurrection has also turned into a super spreader event threatening the health of lawmakers and their staffs. Okay, well, let's see, the article goes on, it gets pretty long. Let's see if I can pick out some good things out of it. These Democrats are just super alarmed about the coronavirus. It's just like it's a something that all it consumes their mind. Pretty much the total of 15,000 National Guard members now have been activated and will deploy to Washington to help provide security in the run-up to the Biden inauguration. The number of Guard members coming in from other states has been growing amid escalating fears and more violent protests in the wake of deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. Okay, here's an article that I'd like to read some of it. It's called from the Knoxville Focus here in Knoxville from Dr. Jim Ferguson. I thought some of this was very important there. It says, apparently we are embarked on a path to abrogate all those lofty ideals noted in the Constitution's preamble. How we got to this place is complex, but I see a pattern in history now being played out in America. Athens entered into a preemptive and disastrous foreign war. The kingdoms of Israel became secular, forgetting about God. Rome became morally decadent and renounced its Republican responsibilities in government. Caesar promised the Romans bread and circus. Our government promises us food stamps and the internet, and like the Romans, the price is enslavement. I'm not smart enough to figure it all out, but I believe historians will someday mark that our prestigious fall began when China opened Pandora's box, allowing the Wuhan virus to escape and sweep the world. The pandemic, death, and chaos produced such fear that the government shut down our society and caused the destruction of our economy and culture. The same fear produced a pathway for election fraud, which was used to sweep away Trump and Americanism, threats to the ruling class. If you believe the election results, we the people voted against tax and regulation cuts, a pre-COVID record economy, rebuilding the military in a hostile world, border control and the law, the Veteran Administration reforms and accountability, pro-life advocacy, and President Trump Operation Warp Speed success of therapies and vaccines against the virus. Without firing a shot, China defeated the last best hope of Earth, Abraham Lincoln, aided and abetted by perverse media, deep state masters, and the Democrats. Perhaps old Joe is right, and America has entered its darkest days. God help us, and that the answer to why we are in this mess. We have become a secular nation like Europe, and no longer even admit there is an absolute standard of virtue or right. The ancients believed that civilization could be constructed on the cardinal virtues of courage, common sense, justice, and moderation. Theologians would later speak of a higher order of functioning known as the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. We have renounced worldly virtues. I no longer believe we have wise men as leaders. An example is the woke congressman who recently deemed a man sexist and added a woman in closing his congressional prayer. Apparently, this former Methodist minister and others are not very wise. Amen derives from Hebrew and means, may it be so. I make no excuses for the several hundred who stormed the Capitol, nor do I make allowances for the violence of Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter. But what would you expect when people renounce God or an emphatical moment realize their inalienable rights derived from God are denied by their government. So this was written by Dr. Jim Ferguson here in Knoxville, Tennessee, in one of the publications called the Knoxville Focus. I thought that was real good. So thanks, Bob, for running the net. Everyone in that checked in there, sounding good. Back to you, Bob, KA8JLY from N4ROQ.
Thank you, Larry. N4ROQ, yeah, I brought that to the attention that A men and A women. And right, it means Sophie, it'll end so. And they're going to defame or desecrate a prayer at the end, being a smart ass. I just didn't get it. I did not get it, so. All righty, well, I'm going to let Mr. Mark close. I sent him a message. I don't know if he can hear me. If not, maybe I'll have to have Larry kind of tell me what's going on, because I don't know. So, KD0PQX, it is the 73 round. Sum up what your night is. Over.
So there you go. This is going to be
it sounds like the gentleman is done.
Yeah, you're correct. I don't have any more.
All righty, thank you. Sorry, KD0PQX, I cannot copy you. I know you're talking, but I don't have a good enough copy, so I apologize. And Larry, I got to say one thing. You made a mention about three people tested positive, a super spreader. What about the coronavirus in general? And they're calling three people a super spreader, but they don't want to denounce China.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, they're a screwed up bunch. I just can't believe, you know, with a socialist party that the Democrats are. They're just, everything that's right, they want it to be wrong. It's just unbelievable how they think. They're totally different from a normal person, I think.
That is a true statement. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night, wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening out on the Atlantic. And 73 to tonight's Liberty Netters, such as Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and of course, Quintessa the Kitty, K1TTY, because they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country. Please, dear Lord, bless us and do not let this country fall apart. With that being said, good evening to all. This is KAJLY.